one of the most important things as whether you're walking down the street, whether you're at home, they will tell you in paying attention to things around you that you need to pay close attention to your surroundings to know what's going on, where you're at, and what's happening. So today, with that in mind, in the natural, let me assure you that in the spiritual, it's that much more important that we pay attention to our surroundings and what's going on around about us, because our surroundings will tell us a lot of things that we need to know.
Amen. Yes.
We need not to be deceived. Hello?
Amen.
We don't need to be taken off guard, because the God that we serve is in control of all things and knows all things and reveals to His children all things that we need to know when and where it is happening. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Matthew chapter 24. I want to begin reading at verse 32. Matthew chapter 24, begin reading at verse 32. There's a lot of things transpiring, a lot of things happening in our world today. In prophecy, in review of 2022, is very important that we see and know these things, because these things are leading up into this particular coming year, and we need to know and be wise and not be foolish, but we need to have our lamps trimmed and burning and extra fuel waiting to fill back up.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now learn of the parable of the fig tree.
Mm-hmm.
Now learn. Somebody say learn. When branches is yet tender and breaketh forth leaves, know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when you see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word, somebody say God's word, will not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, not the angels in heaven, but the Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying, given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. They shall be two in the field, the one shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the meal, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you know what hour, you know not what hour the Lord doth come. Romans chapter 13, beginning with verse 11. And that, knowing the time, that is now high time to wake out of sleep. Somebody say, wake up. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed.
Yes.
The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness.
Yes.
Can I tell you, you may fool me, you may fool your brother, you may fool those in the church, but you ain't going to fool God.
Right.
Amen. Time is far spent.
Yes.
The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Verse 13. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting or drunkenness, nor in chamberlain and wantonness, not in strife or in envy.
Yes.
It does not matter what the rest of the world's doing. It does not make excuse for us not to live according to the word of God.
Yes.
But put on the whole armor of God. Verse 14. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Heavenly Father, open up our hearts, open up our ears to hear, our hearts to receive what thus saith the Lord God today, in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Whether we grab a hold of it, whether we realize it or not, our salvation is not going to depend upon our own intellect. Our salvation depends strictly upon the Word of God, the blood of Jesus Christ, and that's the only way we're going to get out of this world alive.
Yes.
Hello? I, by no stretch of imagination, but Brother Aaron mentioned this morning about, can you believe that January 2023 is basically gone?
Yes.
How many's got a hold of that yet? It just, okay? So, by no stretch of imagination, am I any fan of Dr. Seuss? Okay? Because he's as loose as a goose. One of these days, you're all going to appreciate my humor. Okay. But this is what Dr. Seuss had quoted. How did it get so late so soon? It's night before it's afternoon. December is here before June. My goodness, how time has flown. How did it get so late so soon? I asked my dad a few years ago, right after he retired, I said, so Dad, this thing slowed down a little bit for you? And with an enthusiastically, no, it's going faster than ever before.
Yeah.
And I think truly, if we all would stop for just a little bit, we truly would say that it's flying by faster than we've ever imagined in our entire life. It's flying by. How in the world did it get so late so soon? I've heard people say that when the year 2000 come, they just knew Y2K, they knew it was all over, the Lord was going to come. Listen, we don't know when the Lord's coming. All we know is we've got to have our lamps trimmed and burning. We've got to be ready. We've got to be alert. We've got to be listening. We've got to put on the whole armor of God. We've got to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and knowing that He is coming. And we got to make sure that everything's cleaned out of our closets. Make sure everything's, I'm talking spiritual closets, making sure everything is right between us and God. And we're not justifying things in our own life just to make ourselves feel better. It's not about us. It's about Him. Now, we all know that there are different things happening that alert us to things that are coming. Folks, we got to pay attention where we're at. It's not a time, and I'm not telling you, and I'm not going back over the prophecy of 2022 to scare you or anything like that, but I'm going over that to help you to be prepared that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming, and He is coming soon. We don't have to fear. If we're bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and we know our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you have nothing to fear. Nothing to fear. So with that being said, we know that there's different things in our lives that alert us to things that are coming. Such as when your gas tank empty light comes on, most people know to go get gas. How many knows that if you don't, you'll run out alongside the road? You know when your gas tank empty light comes on. Come on, somebody preach with me this morning.
Right.
It tells us we need to stop and get gas or we're going to be walking.
Yeah.
We also know that when our head hurts, tells us we got a headache. Never mind, that's too deep for some of you. We'll move on. We also know that when the flowers start popping up through the ground and the trees start budding, it's a sign that spring has sprung and summer is just around the corner. That's the verse that I read to you about the fig tree. It tells us that things are happening, things are transpiring, things are moving forward. So it is with all these things that we're seeing going around about us tonight, today. We know that even Jesus told His disciples, you can discern the red sky in the morning and you know bad weather's coming. You can discern these things, but you're missing the more important things. We also know, and some of you by personal experience, when a lady is expecting a baby and her water breaks, It's a sign that the baby's coming and you better get to the hospital and you better get there fast if you ain't there already.
Amen.
I heard your three men and one lady say amen. I rest my case. And if you ignore these signs, you're going to be in trouble. Mama and the baby's going to be in trouble. Did you get that? Mama and the baby's going to be in trouble. And how many times throughout the scriptures are we warned concerning these times of childbirth? This was what Jesus was talking about. You see signs. You see signs all around about you. And you feel like that, well, they're really not important. I've seen those before. Others, we see signs and we choose to ignore them.
Right.
Totally. Get them out of our mind. Right. Then there are signs that are very apparent. And we have become so used to them that we completely have become oblivious to what's going on around about us. How many has ever... Perfect example is when they was extending 412 through Siloam Springs and putting an intermediate in the middle, and they worked on that from the time Hector was a pup till he was full grown. And we got so familiar with the construction going on that we either ignored it and went a different route, or we totally was oblivious to it and went flying through town anyway.
Yeah. Yes.
Amen. Come on.
Yep. That's what we do.
Luke chapter 21, verse 28 says, when you see these things begin to come to pass, look up. Mm-hmm. Lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. I want to emphasize in such a way this morning in this message and pray that the Holy Spirit will jog your memory and jog your heart to a position, to a place that I can no longer ignore these things and do my own thing and go my own way and expect my lamp to be full and have a reservoir left over when Jesus Christ comes and when the sound goes out and when the announcement goes out that the bridegroom coming, we don't have enough of power of God to get us lifted off of this earth.
Amen.
Oh, that was good. I didn't even have that written down. I said when the message goes out and the trumpet sounds and we know that things are taking place and the rapture, Jesus Christ is coming to get his church. And we have reached a place in our life and we have ignored the sounds and we no longer have enough God to get us off of this earth. Gravitation no longer can leave us because we are bound to this earth. We're strapped down to this earth. We don't know what it is to have that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead to quicken our mortal bodies and we're out of here. We are oblivious because we have ignored the signs. Many of these things Jesus talked about, and we see them happening right before our eyes in real time, right now.
Yes.
There's a lot of things that we see happening and we see it flash on our TV that it is delayed. This happened yesterday, and then you see other times, you see news articles or things where it says in real time. How many's ever seen that? Yeah. Four or five of you. Real time. Well, can I tell you, I'm preaching in real time to you right now. I'm preaching to you in real time. It's real time right now. Yet we fail to discern the critical times we are living in. And we shrug our shoulders and say, well, I've got plenty of time. Just like those that was living in Noah's days. Because they heard him preach all those years and they had concluded that he was nothing more than a fruitcake.
Right. Come on.
Go ahead, you've said it before too. Man, he's a fruitcake. with a lot of nuts. Rain? Noah was preaching flood, rain? What in the world is rain?
Right.
Rapture? What's that? It ain't even in the Bible.
Yeah.
So we live, so here's your word. Go home, look it up. We live so nonchalantly. Just as if we're going to live here forever. You can if you want to, but I'm planning to get out of here. This place is crazy. And these folks that are hollering Jesus is coming, that's not in my lifetime. I've heard spiritual people say that. It ain't happening in my lifetime. But I'm telling you, I dare to believe that it could happen before we leave this building today.
Yes.
I'm not telling you it will, because God's the only one that knows, but I'm telling you, by the signs of the time, and He told us to be aware of those times, that it could happen.
Yes.
I've heard people say, I don't want Jesus to come right now. I've got too many loved ones that are unsaved. Listen, I've got unsaved loved ones as well.
Yes, we do.
And I don't want them to be lost and undone. But Jesus Christ is coming.
Yes, He is.
And there's a day and it's appointed time that Christ will come. And I don't know about you, but there's more and more people that's crying, come quickly, Lord Jesus, come quickly. I need Him to come. This world is absolutely a mortal wreck. And we look at the circumstances of Noah's days compared to nowadays, and there isn't a whole lot of difference. When I stand here and tell you that bills are having to be passed because of the gay and lesbian agenda, when I stand here and tell you that bills are being passed because of the drag queens having parties in our hometown, when I stand here and tell you that our teachers are telling boys and girls, you have a choice which bathroom to go to, come on, church. It's time that we lift up our head, because our redemption draweth nigh. And we need to be praying, diligent, fasting. God save our loved ones and come and get us quickly. We're living so nonchalantly.
Yes, we are.
Jesus is coming.
Yes, He is. Thank you, Jesus.
Everything's going to turn out okay, the progressives are saying. There's a lot of church world that's saying. I've heard people say, it's going to be all right. All this mess that we're going through, it's going to turn out okay. It'll correct itself. Really? Really? So let me repeat Luke 21:28. And when you see all these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. How many thinks pastor's crazy this morning? They ought to have a place to put people like me. Can I tell you, Jesus is preparing that place right this morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I repeat myself, lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. If you think I'm crazy, continue to think it. It's all right. I'm good with that, okay? But when Jesus Christ comes and splits the clouds of glory, just call me gone.
Yes.
Amen.
Can I tell you, in the past year, 2022, there were 18 weather disaster events with losses that exceeded $1 million each, as it affected those places in the United States. Not only that, Indonesian earthquakes, as the tornadoes had an outbreak throughout the United States, the Atlantic hurricanes, China earthquakes, Pakistani food crisis, Central Appalachian floods, international wildfires, and North American wildfires. That's just part of life. It's a part of end of life.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a part of end of this world.
That's right.
Are you ready for this? We haven't seen the end of January 2023. And already there's been over 100 reported tornadoes in the USA. Hello? The Bible talks about, listen, the Bible talks about the earth itself convulsing because of what's happening.
Right.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
The earth itself is convulsing.
Yes.
because of what's happening in our world, in our society today. All of these things range from droughts to floods to severe storms to tropical cyclones to wildfire and winter storms. I don't know about you, but this, what was it, just a few weeks ago, we had some of the worst cold weather we've had in a long, long time. I found 3 birds that froze to death in my yard. Birds. You're saying, big deal. It is a big deal. We're seeing things happen that is unusual. And yet we choose to ignore them because we don't want to face what's happening, and we don't want to face the circumstances in our life and deal with us. Hello? Hey, it's a lot easier to deal with somebody else's junk than it is to deal with yours. But I'm here to tell you, it's time that we dealt with our stuff. And we get alone with God and we look ourselves in the mirror and say, it's time that I dealt with my stuff.
Amen. Yes.
Am I preaching good yet?
Amen.
In many situations, a lot of people feel like that these things they are seeing are more than they can really cope with. I'm going to talk to somebody right now for just a few moments. Okay? Many situations, and I mentioned to you earlier, I'm not here to scare you. I'm not here to frighten you. I'm here to get you prepared for the rapture of the church. I want you to be a part of it. I said, I want you to be a part. How many wants to be a part of the rapture of the church? Many situations, a lot of people feel that these things they are seeing are more than they can cope with. And the Bible tells us in Luke 21:6 that men's hearts are failing them for fear and for looking upon and after those things which are coming upon the earth. For the power of heaven shall be shaken.
Yes.
The latest stats taken by the American Health Ranking in 2022 was reported from 2020. That suicide was the 12th leading cause of death in the United States. An estimate of 3.2 million people planned suicide. 1.2 million people attempted it, and 45,979 succeeded. 2022 to 2021, suicide death was up 4%. So what are you saying, Pastor? Let me make myself very clear. Taking your life will not solve your problems.
Amen. Amen.
Or it will not get you out of the mess. Or the mess this world is in.
Amen.
Or the mess this country is in. Taking your life, which you being a creation from God, is a direct command which we are not to do. It is not our life, not even our own. We are His and we're bought with a price. In doing so, will only complicate and create an eternal situation of torment and misery in the devil's hell.
Come on.
Fear of the unknown is a factor that a lot of people deal with. But I just come to tell you that Jesus Christ, in Him, we need not fear. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16 through 19 says, and we have known and believe the love that God hath for us. For God is love. Somebody say, God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. And God in him. Therein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. In the day of judgment we may have boldness. Why? Because we're secure in our love with God. Come on, somebody. Because as He is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casteth out all fear, because fear hath torment.
Yes.
He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love Him because He first loved us. I come by to tell you today, last Sunday of January 2023, that it's time we quit straddling the fence.
Amen.
As a part of my message was today, In Romans chapter 13, verse 11, and that knowing the time, and it is now high time that we wake up out of our sleep.
Yes. Yes.
So I come by to tell you today, it's time to quit straddling the fence. It's time to get serious with God. Somebody said, oh, I've heard that ever since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. Well, let me tell you, the grasshopper died and we're growing up.
Right.
It's time to get serious.
Right.
Through all these things, though they seem to overwhelm us all at once, you can trust Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, for He has promised that He would be with us and that He would never leave us and He would never put anything on us greater than we could not take care of, you and Him together. And as I have told you before, you don't have to worry about this journey, because if you trust in Jesus Christ, when you get to the end of your destination, you can rest assured He's already there. John chapter 16, verse 33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. Somebody say peace.
Peace.
Reach over and pat somebody on the shoulder and say, you can have peace. Jesus is in control.
Amen.
I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world.
Amen.
I have overcome the world.
Amen.
Take courage, my friend. Take courage, my brother and my sister.
Yes.
We may lose a battle every now and then, but we've already won the war because His name is Jesus.
Yes.
For it was fought on a hill called Golgotha, where war was being waged in hell. And my Jesus come out of hell victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Can I tell you today, along with all these natural disasters and all the man-made disasters, God is still in control. He's still in control. Say, Pastor, what is good preaching this kind of a message? It's good to preach this kind of message because we ignore it otherwise, and we don't read Revelations, and we don't look at the signs around about us. And we need to know. The Bible tells us that there was a generation in Israel that was destroyed because they did not have the knowledge of what was going on. And then there was another generation, there was another group of Israelites and Issachar's family that knew the signs of the time, and they knew what to do and was not taken aware. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Along with all the natural disasters that the Bible tells us will escalate at the closing of this age, we see other things that are transpiring. Clues that will tell us that the rapture of the church is getting closer. And the end time prophecy, the things that are being fulfilled, points toward the conclusion of the rapture of the church. We're getting out of here.
Amen. Yes.
So with all of these things, I have an article here that was given to us. The end times have clearly started. 72 nations gathered in 2022. For the British Commonwealth Games, and as they opened the games, they celebrated by worshiping the beast that they had in their midst that they had made. So here we are. We're in a society, and we look around about us, and inflation and deflation is absolutely the pinpoint of our culture that is destroying and crumbling all around about us. A culture that is trying to destroy everything that America, that we live in that culture that's trying to destroy everything in America that it was built upon.
Amen. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, I still got plenty of time. Hang on.
Yeah.
Go grab a hold of your seat and hang on, okay? Wouldn't it be great if we hear the trumpet sound before I finish this message?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We live in a culture that is trying to destroy everything that America was built upon. I don't know about you, but I'm proud to be an American. I'm not proud of what it's become. Pushing their agenda from abortion to transgender to homosexuality to same-sex marriage to our schools pushing agenda as they try to teach our children what to think instead of trying to teach them and show them how to think.
Right.
That's right.
The woke agenda, We look around about us and we know the dollar is penniless. They're printing money with no backing, creating food and oil shortages all at the hands of those that defy what America was stood for. Paying farmers not to farm and dairymen not to milk. Passing laws to fit the progressive agenda while American people are suffering. And if you don't believe that, when you go fill up after a while, you will understand. When you go try to buy a dozen eggs or a gallon of milk, understand. We're in a progressive agenda that is trying its best to destroy. We live, hey, what am I talking about? I'm talking about prophecy that's being fulfilled. That is pointing toward, get ready, church. We're fixing to leave here. We live in a time, are you ready for this? You may need to write this down. We're living in a time where Satan doesn't even hide anymore.
That's right.
And yet the world still doesn't see him.
That's right.
And the real sad part of that is the church don't either.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good.
We're living in a time where Satan isn't hiding anymore. And the world still doesn't see him. And the sad part is the church is about as oblivious to his tactics and deeds. New waves of evil are on the agenda, where the progressive movements are doing their best to wear down the conservatives. And sad to say, the saints of God, where they no longer feel like the fight is worth it. Rise up, child of God, and fight the good fight of faith, that you may lay hold to eternal life. You don't have to do it in such a way that people think you're a heathen, but do it in such a way that they know you're a child of God that is fearing those things that our world is neglecting.
Yes.
Russian invasion of Ukraine is not just an ordinary invasion.
No.
The plot is much deeper.
Yes, it is.
Iran's nationwide protest and continuing their nuclear development. Globalism and world religion is starting to come and is already, it's being seen that they are under one heading. Depopulation through abortion and euthanasia. Diseases and pandemics from COVID-19 and all of its variances to monkeypox and whatever else comes along with the bird flu. There's a long list of worldwide humanitarian emergencies. Several technologies. Hey, if you see somebody nodding off, keep them awake for the next 10 minutes, okay? That's all I ask. Just keep them awake for the next 10 minutes. If you have to mess up their hairdo, go ahead and mess it up. Listen to me. Jesus Christ is coming. Several technology disasters, from water crisis in Mississippi to computer hacks all around the globe, leaving the IT world spinning with a lack of staff and knowledge of what in the world to do. War, and some of this I'm repeating, war with Russia and Ukraine has caused economic disaster with food uncertainties around the globe. And with their invasion, it has exposed deep levels of corruption between the West and Ukraine. It also shows us the inadequacy and the unimportance or lack thereof of NATO, which triggered a fuel emergency crisis around the world. Look it up. Back. See what I'm telling you. The changing of the guard. The two world superpowers, the United States and China, are both in bad shape economically and socially. Some of us may be in stress because we're $20 over our budget, or we have withdrawn our account over $20. How many's ever been there?
Yeah.
And you're stressing out. But the United States of America right now is $31.5 trillion in debt. And still going like crazy. The rapid advance in technology. AI has reached a new height in technology, which would leave most of us wondering what in the world is going on. Biotechnology, biometrics, bioweaponry, the next generation of communication to robots and drones, to human clone and genetic manipulation, and quantum technology. How many's ever heard of quantum technology? Some of you can probably explain it better than I can, but this is what I found. It is the idea. And the progression is being made where one computer has supreme capability of putting everything in just one motion and one system to rule all these things I've talked about. Yeah. Hold it. It is a motion and a move and progression to where one entity takes care of all of the situations and the problems of our world. I don't know about you, but that sounds like the Antichrist.
Yes.
Because we're looking for one man to come on the scene of the world to say, I've got the solution for everything that's wrong in our society and our world. Come on, somebody. There is such a thing as a black swan events and wild card options. And this is nothing more than terminology to tell us of the different events that morals can't know about or cannot see what is coming as of yet. Yet as Christians, we should be so plugged in with Jesus. Hello. Hey, there ain't nothing gets past him. I said, there ain't nothing. Come on, somebody preach with me now. I said, there ain't nothing that's past him. They've set a stage to where they're trying to pull the wool over your eyes, so to speak. But we need to be so plugged in with Jesus that nothing gets past us because it don't get past him. Come on, somebody. Yet as Christians, we should be plugged in with Jesus that these things that are on the horizon should not take us by surprise and should make us look up knowing our redemption is nearer than when we first believed. Yeah. I'm telling you, things are changing in our world.
Yes.
Things are in full motion.
Amen.
And that is simply good news for the Church of Jesus Christ that are bought with the precious blood.
Amen.
I said that's good news because we're fixing to get out of here.
Yes.
Israel can strike Iran and its nuclear facilities at a drop of a hat if they flinch toward Israel, and they won't ask nobody to defend whether they can defend themselves or not. It could have happened in 2022, but it's very possible that it will happen in 2023 now that Netanyahu is back as Prime Minister of Israel. They will not be threatened by any foreign powers. We live in a society where China is threatened to invade Taiwan. I want you to listen to this. Everybody still awake?
Yeah.
If you're asleep, say amen. This may not seem less interesting to you, but hear me. The major players of our world right now and the leaders are getting old, just like me and you, Kelby and me. Henry Kissinger, hey, he's still on the playing field.
Yes, he is.
Is 99 years old. George Soros is 92. And these men that I mentioned, look them up, they're on the playing field. Charles Schwab is 84. Some guy by the name of Joe Biden is 80. Pope Francis is 86.
Yep.
Hey, Queen Elizabeth just passed away this past year. And it now gives her son Charles III latitude to free up British monarch to be fully supported by the globalist agenda. Here's my question. In the ruthless, self-centered society of the leaders that we now see, what will be the character of their predecessors? Let that sink in. What will be the character of their predecessors? Or will that predecessor take his position as number one, being the Antichrist? With that conclusion of this matter, how did it get so late, so soon? Maybe it's because I'm almost 67. And with that, the human race seems to be so much busier. And it's going at a breakneck speed. 2022 flew by so quickly. And I figure that the longer we wait on the Lord, the faster things will continue as they speed up. Adding a new understanding of the Lord's return. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. While much of what we see is coming at us like a speeding freight train, let's remember what Christ's words were to the Church of Philadelphia, to all of us as well in this last generation of believers. Here's what was said. Revelation chapter 3, verse 10 through 13. Because thou hast kept the words of thy patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Verse 11, he said, behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown.
Yes.
Verse 12, him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of God. And he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is the New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from God. And I will write upon him my new name. Verse 13. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Would you stand with me all over the building today? Revelation chapter 20, verse 20, Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. He which testify these things saith, surely I come quickly. And John the Baptist added a great big hearty amen.
Yes.
Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Lord, if not for you, we would be under the scrutiny of our world's insaneness. But because of you, we not only have a hope, but we have a refuge in Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we're so thankful today, Lord, that you was willing to come to this earth as the Son of God, to become the Son of Man, to shed your blood, to give your life, that we might be reconciled to you, that our names may be put in the Lamb's Book of Life. So Lord, today, in what little bit I know, this I am assured of, that your coming is nigh even at the door. Lord, my desire is that I will not be caught sleeping. And furthermore, my prayer is that your people will not be caught sleeping, but will be diligent will be seeking you with their eyes upon you, watching diligently for your return. And Lord, if there is one here this morning under the sound of my voice, Lord, and has not made their calling and their election sure and their commitment to you, Lord, with their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life and your blood applied to their hearts, I pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will speak to them right now in the name of Jesus.